Okay, we're up to Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We'll do the mission again for the benefit of those who were not here yesterday, or the day before, the day before that. We didn't do the mission. Okay, then better for all of us. If somebody said, "I will not have benefit from my friend," and one of them is sick, it's not clear from the Mishnah who is the sick one. Is the sick one the one who made the neder, or is the sick one the one who was on the receiving end of the neder? And he went in to mevakre, went to visit him. The mitzvah bikachaylim, oimer, I can stand. I'm doing a mitzvah. I can stand. So there's no benefit involved. But don't sit. I can only cure you personally. Mom, I cannot become a veterinarian for your animals. So then you're having benefit from my service. Exactly what I just said. Mom means being a veterinarian, taking care of your money, taking care of your animals, and so on. And of course, a goof means. Why can I take care of you? Why are you having enough of me? I'm taking care of you. We're not. If we're going nefesh, you don't need a mission for that. We're talking about naim kuch nefesh. It's not because of kuch nefesh. It's because it's a mitzvah to help somebody. But happy, happy. So the animal is. Maybe you would think. Gemara, the Maya Skina. So what's the story here? Let's call Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is the one who's sick, and Shimon is the one who is coming to visit. If Shimon said that my estate is forbidden to you, Reuven, the sick person, then I feel like Shinami. So when Shimon walks in to visit Reuven, Shimon said that you don't have any benefit from my assets. So what's wrong with him when he walks into the house? He's allowed to walk in the house. So why can't he sit? The Mishnah makes a difference between sitting and standing. Standing can walk in, and sitting can. What's the difference? You're not having enough of my possessions. Unless it's talking about the way around. If Reuven, the sick person, Shimon is not allowed to have any benefit from Reuven's house. So when Shimon trespasses in the house, he's having benefit. How can he allowed to walk in? What's the chiluk walking, standing, or sitting? Amar Shmuel have a number of answers. Shmuel says, number answer number one. La'olam, our Mishnah is talking about, this is going to be the halacha, b'shenichse mevakir, asurin ala chayle, that Shimon, the one who's visiting, his assets or his possessions are forbidden to Reuven have any pleasure. So what's the problem here? Why can't he sit? But the makim shenoit nizchad al yeshiva, they used to pay money. There used to be a bit of chayle society, and they used to get paid for coming around, spending time with the chayle. They used to get paid for sitting, they don't get paid for standing. Now, if this guy comes in to visit and he sits down, really you would have to pay. He just saved you money because he's not asking for any money from you. So then he says, if he gave it back to you, you just got hana from his possessions. But if he's standing, nobody gets paid for standing, and therefore he's just doing a mitzvah. The sick person doesn't have any benefit from his possessions. If anyone of my poskim, why did you decide that if you sit, you get paid, if you stand, you don't get paid? How come Mashalon come teach you as a fact? That's how it is. That not everyone paid at all, but those places that paid only paid when you sat, never paid when you stood. The Abba, Mokish, Nezchad, even those places to pay this Bikur Chayim Society for coming around visiting the sick. One second, but it doesn't matter if they pay. But you saved the money. Because if I wouldn't have come there for half an hour, you would have had to get a professional, whatever you want to call it. I just saved you the $50. But Ala Yeshiva Boy Mishkal, on sitting, you're allowed to get paid. Most of them are allowed to, some say you should. And Ala Amid Loy Boy Mishkal, you're not allowed to take money for standing, because when I'm standing, I'm doing the mitzvah. It's obvious I'm doing the mitzvah. If you're paying me, it's cheap as a mitzvah. When I'm sitting, I'm spending time there. The mitzvah is to be there for 1 minute and say hello and give you wish you a full shlema. If I'm spending more time there, I'm entitled to get paid. So therefore, when the guy sits and you don't have any anor from the guy's visiting, you normally would have to pay, and I'm saying, don't pay me, you have anor from me. But if I'm standing, I'm just doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah is no anor involved, and therefore I can do it, even though I said, you don't have any anor from me. It's the mitzvah that the only reason why I'm here. Ibai, same another answer, but similar. That's talking about you're getting that I'm sitting. It's talking about that you don't have any anor from Shimon, and you're in a place where nobody pays. So, if nobody pays, what's the issue? Why can't Shimon sit? There's no money involved anyway. If anybody else would have been there, you wouldn't have paid. So, what's the benefit? Shimon Yochanan later on says, "Gzeida, we are worried. Shema Yisha, we are worried that Ba'amida. Hachanami said, "Megiv v'shevo." See later. We're scared. We don't want to do something because we're scared you're going to overstay your welcome. Over here also, we're scared you're going to overstay your welcome. In other words, the only reason why you're allowed to walk in is because there's a mitzvah. But how long do you think? You think every minute there's a mitzvah? There's a certain amount of time that you're doing the mitzvah. The rest when you start talking about politics, whatever it is no longer part of the mitzvah. Big chaylim.
Sitting down in general and talking politics. He's a big mitzvah.
That's not the mitzvah. That's obviously show me. It's not mitzvah big chaylim. Big chaylim is we'll see later. The mitzvah big chaylim is twofold: to daven on this person, and as the Ran says, it might be an ace rotzen. And the other thing is to see what he needs. He might not have any food. He couldn't get out of the house. You might need a food. You might need a cleaning person to come in. See tomorrow at Rabbi Kiva. So take care of the guy's needs. That's all. But that can be done in 10 minutes. Anything but beyond that is not a mitzvah anymore. You stop me sitting there having a comfortable schmooze. And that you're not allowed to do because you're having enough from your presence. So by standing, the fact that you're standing, show you're not going to overstay welcome. But sitting, you can be very comfortable. You overstay welcome. That's why you can. In regards to the money involved or not. That's two answers, but they're in the same way. However, Ula said, only Chil Yishmuel says, Dafka in a place where they pay. It's also, and of course, I'm not asking for money, you're having an offer for me. The other answer thing about it is that even a place where they don't pay, we're scared you'll overstay welcome. However, Ula says, I learned totally different than you. I learned that it's talking about a case where the Chayla's possessions are forbidden to the Mavakir. The Reuven's possession, the sick person, is forbidden to Shimon, the one who's visiting. So what's the big deal? So the Cheda, Shimon cannot trespass. So how come he's allowed to stand? If he's not allowed to trespass, walk into the guy's house, why standing here and sitting there? When I said, I don't want you to have any benefit from me, I think Stamazeh, but where you having benefit from me helps me out to live, in my life, then of course I never meant to ask you. So if you're coming to visit me, you're making me feel better. I'm a sick person. And you're making me feel better. I never intended to ask you on that. For sure come. I meant, stop, you're a free loafer. I don't want free loafers around. So affiliation on me. So why is it then that he's only allowed to stand? Why can't he sit? Let him sit. Because you can achieve the same thing. To visit me and make me feel good, but just by standing, then you don't have to sit at all. And I'll ask you a question. It says in the Braise, if the Reuven got sick, Nichnes Levakas Hashem is allowed to go visit Reuven. Now, again, we don't know whose possessions are forbidden to. But if Reuven's son was sick, then Shoyle Bashuk. Shimon cannot walk into Reuven's house and say, how's your son doing? You can only meet him in the street and say hello. Now, what's going on? Why should it be different than him and his son? According to Ula, that says that it's the possessions of the sick person that is forbidden. You're not allowed to walk into my house. Yeah, you can imagine.
Thinking that before, when it came to, I didn't ask you to save me. I only asked you to come into my house. I don't want you near me. If you want to help me, that's great.
So Ula says. Is Bish Loimelu Ula the Amaru says Bishanichse Chayla Asurin Amavakir. Ula says when the Nechasim of the Chayla are forbidden, the Vakir means Reuven, the sick person's possessions are forbidden to Shimon. That's why there's a difference between him and his son. Why? Because regarding himself, I never intended to ask you. From coming and helping me out. Shabbat, I never thought about my son. Therefore, my son is taka forbidden. You can't walk into my house. You're enjoying my house to talk to me about my son. So I understand the difference between the father and the son. El Shmuel, according to Shmuel, the says, "Mishenichsim mevaker asur al Shmuel." That Shimon, the one who's coming to visit, his possessions are forbidden on Reuven, and all he's talking about is what? Because there's money involved, and you pay for somebody sitting, and therefore, if I'm meichel you the money, that's the benefit you're not allowed to. Maishno meichel him or his son. If there's money involved, then I'm meichel you the money. What's the chilik of him and the son? Just like him, you're allowed to walk in standing. Right, because there's no money involved, not a lot of walking standing, and it's because you have no benefit. So the son also should be able to walk and stand. What's the difference? Amalach, he says, the Braise and the Mishnah are not talking about the same circumstance. Masnis in the Mishnah is the way I told you before. When the possessions of Shimon is forbidden on Reuven, that's why standing, he could be just doing a mitzvah, but sitting he can't because sitting, I'm saving you money, you're having possession for the money that I'm saving you. And there wouldn't be any difference between him or his son. What's the difference? You're getting if I'm sitting there, you or your son, and you're having enough from the fact that I'm making the money, then of course you're not allowed to. That's why the Mishnah makes no difference. But Braise is talking about the Braise. The case altogether. Braise, I agree with Ula. The Brayis is talking about when the Nechassim of Reuven are forbidden on Shimon. But he says, but I never asked you from coming to help me. But my son was never included. My Poske, how did he know to learn? The Brayis and Mishnah sound so similar. How did he know to learn different Pshatim? On my Rabbi Shmuel, what bothered in the Mishnah, why didn't Ula, Masnisin Kash, you say, the wording in the Mishnah, the fact that the Mishnah introduced a new variable that the Brayis doesn't, a distinction between standing and sitting. And your Pshat Ula that says, that it's talking about that Reuven's estate is Aser on Shimon. And therefore Shimon is allowed to only go for a mitzvah. And you made a difference in sitting and standing because you're allowed to stand. So what? But sitting is also a mitzvah. Why can't he sit? I don't like what you said. My Iriya the Tony Aimid, I don't like your pshat. So therefore I learned the Mishnah is talking about a case where Shimon's possessions are forbidden to Reuven. And that's why by sitting since you get paid and I'm letting you off with the money, you're benefiting from me. So Shmamino the Nichsim of Akas and Lachayla. It's clear the Mishnah is talking about a different case altogether because the Mishnah makes a distinction of standing and sitting, and the Braisa doesn't. They're talking about two different cases. Talking about mitzvah visiting the sick. So tomorrow now we'll go into a tangent, as it hardly ever does, to talk about visiting the sick. Amar Rav, Amar Shlokish. Remez lebiku chaylim minateda. Big machlekes and shiny. Whenever the Gemara says remez, what it means. So just to remember, because this is the only Rosh that says this. The Rosh says over here on the side, remez lebiku chaylim minateda. So the Rosh says here, just looking aside, because it's just important. The Rosh is the very left side, very left-hand column. The Rosh says here, Levikim HaKana Teide, Pidush, Remez Mefudish. Remez means that it's Mefudish in the Teide. The harder that Shinalei, B'bob Metzi, in the end of Eil Metzi, as they be learned from Pasuk, Asher Yelchubo, Einu Mefudish. So the Rosh tells us, whenever you find in Shas, the word Remez means it's Mahateide. All the Rishonim say, Remez means that it's not Mahateide. The Rambam writes in Shroshim that Remez means it's either Halacha Mer Sinai or less. Yeah, that's not Remez. Here, the Gemara says, Remez. So if you decided that in Eilam Tzias is only Asmachta, it's only the Rabban. Here we have a Remez, as we'll see in a minute from Pashat Kedah.
So you learn Pshat Remez Drush Soid, how do you differentiate Pshat from Remez?
We're talking about whenever we learn Halacha Remez. This is talking about Remez, you know, a Pshat in the Pasuk about Derech Remez. Here we're talking about, you're learning a Halacha from here and the Gemara is calling it Remez. What do you want to intimate by that? So the Rosh is close Mahatayda. It's Mahatayda. That's what the Rosh, and it's Mefudish. And I tell you, the Rambam and Sefer Shrosh learns it's not Mahatayda. But we actually have another Gemara, Remez Leidim Zayim in Gemara Ksuvah. Remez Leidim Zayim Mahatayda Menayin. And so on and so forth. It's not so clear. But here, this is the Rosh. If you want to remember. Okay, Vaita Gemara. Tell you more, Vaita. My mashma, we learn from Kodach. Omar, it says, Rav. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Im kemois kola adam yemusa eile. If these people here, Anshe Kodach, will die like everybody else. How does everybody else die? Then we'll say Moshe is a liar. How do they, what do you mean he'll die everybody else? Everybody dies. Shehen chayli, mumutoli, imbari sasin. Everybody else dies. How do they die? First they get sick, like Yaakovino asked over there about Matzios. First they get sick, and eventually they die, so they have time to get prepare themselves for going to other mammoths. Umu tolim bari sasan, ubnei adam evakim, most people will be able to visit them, and so on and so forth. But these guys are going to die a sudden death. I mean, if that's what happens, Loi Hashem Shulchani. People will say, David should never send Moshe. He did it on his own volition. Lazer for this. Dada Shrav, Rav Adashin, Imbri Yivr Hashem. Moshe Ben said, David will create. What do you mean, will create? Imbri Gehenim Mutuf. If the Abish already created Gehenim, fine. The Abish didn't create a Gehenim, Yivra Hashem. Let the Abish create a Gehenim now for them. From an Ein, what do you mean? There's no Gehenim till Kedach. Vatanya Shiva Dvarim Nivru Kedim Shnivra Elam. Seventh grade before the world was created. Eluhain, these are they. Taida was created before the world was created. Tshuva, we'll soon see. Gan Eden was created. Gehenim was created. Kitzei HaKovid. Beis HaMikdash. Ushmoy Shal Mashiach. The Mashad in Pesachim talks about why every time we talk about Mashiach, that's Shmoy Shal Mashiach. We have a Gemara that says the name that the Shem Shal Mashiach is the Eibishter. Torah, how do you know Torah was for the Chesiv? It says in Pasuk, Hashem Konani Reishis Darkoi. Now the very first thing that Hashem made, and it says in Pasuk further, Kodim Apollov, before he made anything else. So Torah is first. Tshuva, how do we know? Because it says, Beterim Harim Ulodo, before he created the mountain of Chayil Eretz, he created the world. And then it says, and what it says afterwards, Toshev Enosh Adaka. The next part it says, and the people will do tshuva. So we say, well, that tshuva was created before the world was created. Fine. Gan Eden, the Chesiv Etzav Yitzhak Shem Elokim, Gan Be'eden, he created a garden in Eden, Be'kedem, from early days. Gehenim, Hainu, Gehenim, the Chesiv Etzav Yitzhak Shem Elokim, Ki Aruch, Gehenim was prepared, Me'etmo, from yesterday, Tofta, he seduced. What seduces people? Yetzahara. Send you Gehenim. So how do you see from here that it was before the world was created? So Rashi is an interesting thing. It says yesterday. The only day in the world that has a yesterday, not a before yesterday, is the second day of creation. The The third day of creation already had a yes and a before day. So the second day of creation is when Gehenna was created. Now in Pesach we actually had a machlekes if Gehenna was created the second day of creation or before the world was created. So anyway, the Gemara follows this, of course, he's going to Rashi, second day. Kise covered high, you know, the Kise covered the it says in the passage, kis acham, you prepared your throne, me'oz, from back then. That being before the world, and said, ma'oilamata, so maybe before the world was created. Beis ha-migdash d'chsiv, it says, kise morim, it says, kise covered, the kise covered, is morim lifted, merishin, from the beginning, and says, thereafter, m'kai migdashenu.
So by the first day of creation?
Yeah, Medishan, yeah, from the further grade. And it says the next word is Mokai Mikdashenu, the place of it. So we see that's first. Shmoy Shal Shami Shamashiach. See what it says, Yehi Shmoy La'olam. His name should be forever. It says there before Leif Meshem, before the sun was created. And it says in the positive Yinan Shmoy. From Yom Sanhedrin, one of the four names we give Mashiach is Yinan. That's the positive we learn from. That's from Mashiach, Yinan Shmoy. His name is Yinan. Elohachi Kama. So what do you mean Moshe Ben said if the Hanan wasn't created? Of course it was created. If the mouth of Gehenna is here, if the mouth is here, good. If there's no opening to Gehenna in this world, create one. It said there's nothing new under the sun. So if there was no opening to Gehenna in this world, how are you going to make an opening? If you remember the more we had more Shabbos, that the Gehenna is actually in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael is Gehenna. But what about the opening?
Valley
there near Harabais,
Gehenna.
Yeah, that's not the Gehenna. It's near Tveria. So it's Chamei Tveri. But if there's no opening in this world, like Hashem created, well, how can it be Ein Chol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh? Rashi writes, not here, but Rashi writes somewhere that that the Eibush said to Moshe, you can do any nisim you want, including the nis of creating a new opening to Gehenna. And I think it's Shalmi something, not like I'm going to hear. I said, L'chaydi, you can't do new things. If the opening of Gehenna is not where we're standing right now with Kedach, bring it here. No, the opening of Gehenna is at the Yisrael and we're here in the Midbar, bring it here. That's what he did. So it's not a new creation, it's a variation. Okay. It says in the Pasuk, Shemesh Yoreach. I'll tell you something else interesting about Kedach. It says in the Pasuk, Shemesh Yoreach, Omer, they stood Zvula. We had a Chagiga, there were seven heavens, and Zvula was way up there. That's where they marked over there by the Beis HaMikdash. So Shemesh Yoreach stood in Zvula. Freddy Gemara, Shemesh Yoreach, Zvula, my boy, we're doing Zvula, but they're down below in the sky of Rekia. We're doing up in Zvula. In Zvula. Melamed sha'olu shemesh v'reich melekila zvul. The shemesh v'reich went on strike. They went up to zvul. Ba'amru v'on ibenishlad. Imato isa din ben Amram. If you can defend ben Amram, Rashi Chumash said ben Amram is a derogatory term. Remember when they said by call of the ben Amram, and here they're standing to defend Moshe, and they're using the term ben Amram as well.
So these are names of amongst the Shiva Rekim.
Yes, zvul is way high up in the Kilabana. So I'm not sure when ben Amram is a compliment. And when it's a derogatory. Anyway.
By colleague also, they were using it.
Derogatory.
Yeah, because he had to attract the attention of the people.
How did he use derogatory? How did he do that? By saying Ben Amos. They're calling him by his name. And here they're coming to defend Moshe Rabbeinu. Shouldn't they say Moshe? Anyway, they said to the Eibishter, if you're going to defend Ben Amos against Kedach, fine. I mean, we'll do our job. Vimlav, we're on strike. Ain't on a meeting. That's it. We're not functioning. But Oisisha, at that moment, they got really angry. And Yoda Bachitzim Vachani said, look what happened there. The Eibishter threw them, arrows and spears. Every day, Mishtachim Lechem Goyim bow down to you and use you as an Avodah Zarah, which basically is it's a profanity against me. And you have no problem, Shaidi. I never saw you go on strike. You say, Eibishter, if these people don't stop using me as Avodah Zarah, I'm going to go on strike. You never go on strike for my covet. You don't care about my covet. But covet, boss of Adam Mechisim, but Moshe Ben covet you. However, if you're Shaykh to go on strike, you should have gone on strike for me as well. Every single day they throw them arrows and spears and they're shining. Shnemar, it says the pasuk, "La'orch yitzecha yahalechu." They're still shining, even though the goyim are worshiping you and everything else, and yet they're still shining. Time we learn. Talk about bigachelim. It's amazing.
No answer. We just left off with that.
Yeah, but still, we're not striking. They don't care. Eibishter, we don't care. Take care of Moshe. You can take care. You can handle yourself. Moshe needs our help. Yeah, says the Gemara. Time you learn. Big chaim elam shir. There's no shir. It's interminable. My endless shir. What do you mean? So Rabbi Yisrael Meimer ain't shir lematzchara. The reward is unbelievable. Amalei Abaye v'chol mitzvah mishiyeh shir lematzchara. Now what other mitzvahs do have a shir? But nine have a zoy mitzvah kal chamura. She ain't at the yedei matzchara shul mitzvahs. So what do you mean? If we say elam shir, we list a few of them. It says right here all mitzvahs elam shir. Someone was saying, talking about how much money to spend on those mitzvahs. But Parshat Pshat is how much schar. And here it seems everything has no shir. The mitzvah of gechayil doesn't matter if you're the rov of the city and you want to go visit a partial person. It doesn't make a difference who. Every year you have a mitzvah of gechayil. Rav Amar, I feel a may upon the yom. You can visit the same person 100 times and you can have a mitzvah of gechayil every single time. Eilem shir. If that's the case, we had the same thing by Chir, the Chir Zamesech, I feel a may upon him. And also Tazavim, I feel a may upon him. So it's not unique then. One of Mavakar Chayla takes away a 60th of Tzar. A 60th. That's why it says by Yosef, when Yosef went to visit Yaakov, it says that Yaakov sat down al Rosh Hamita. Rabbein Bechai says Hamita is 59. Because before he had 60 parts of sickness, and now that Yosef came to visit him, suddenly he only had 59 parts left because 160 had disappeared. The Mashal said the idea of 160 because in kashas a 60th is bottle of vutl, like nothing, and that's why you don't see people when you go visit somebody sick suddenly he comes back to life because the 60th is bottle. Amrei Kain le alushisim velukme. Let 60 people go visit every sick person. That's it. Become well. And the Rishonim all say, I'm not sure why, but vasachas, they have to come at the same time. This is what we had in Ksuvas. It's the 10th of Rebbe, which means that each 60th is a 60 what's left. Or the Ben Gili. Always has to be Ben Gili. Now, what Ben Gili normally we teach is the same mazel, which is very, very few people. However, Rashi says here, the Ben Geshem, the other Shem don't explain, but they say Rashi, Ben Gili, Bochel Kameisa Zakin Lazakin. Nothing to do with being born the same stars or the same day. It means a young guy visits a young guy and an old guy visits an old guy. Then you have the power to take away the sickness. Why? I'm not sure. The Tanya, we learn, Rebbe says, Basan is going to say, Achin, the din is if a daughter gets fed from her brother, and it tells Israel, she gets married, he gets a tenth of the state. Omru le Rebbe, l'verecha, according to you, even though she's not entitled to Yerusha, but they have to take care of her. Omru le Rebbe, l'verecha, mishul le'esabon, if a guy has 10 daughters and 3 sons, the 10 daughters will rake the whole place clean, and they'll have nothing left for Yerusha. Ben ain loy le'ben, v'makim benoyet klum, ain loy le'ben, v'makim benoyet klum, he won't have anything left. Omru le'en, the shaynin, no, tell, this is interesting. The first girl takes, we're talking about they all get married at the same time. If they get married at different times, then each one gets different. But the first one takes a tenth of the state. Shni, if all 10 girls want to get married at the same time. The next one takes Mesha Shaira, what's left, in other words, a tenth of what's left of 90. It only gets 9 parts. Shlisha Mesha Shaira, the third one gets a tenth of 81. It's only 8.1 parts. And then blah, 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 blah. And you get less and less. And then the Chol B'Shav, afterwards, all 10 girls pool together whatever they took, and then divide it equally. Every girl gets the same amount. So
why do they have to have this whole lengthy process? Why not just like a tool? Take one amount.
How much that amount? So that's right. That's how you work out the amount. Each one entitled 10%, so each one left over, and then you pool the other. They came separately, then you don't pool the each one gets a tenth what's left. So the Mephoshim already asked, so get 300 people. If you work out mathematically, you get 300, 400 people, it cleans out the chaylah, and then Ramath the Tzarechin. Okay, you can't have 60, you need more than 60. But you need more. Unless it gets to a certain point where it becomes, the whole idea, I told you, 1 in 60 is bottle b'shishim. Imagine then becomes 1 in 70, and 1 in 80, and 1 in 90. Because as it gets smaller, smaller the amount of 60 take away. Anyway, it remains a sort of here. I think tomorrow, Mr. Shem.